We'll call the meeting to order. It's December 2nd, slightly after 8:30. Item two, consider a finding, hold on, let me move this out of the way so I can read it. Consider a finding that as a result of the COVID-19 emergency, the meeting in person would present imminent risks to the health or safety of attendees. And two, the meeting is authorized to be held by teleconference pursuant to Government Code 54953, subdivision E1C. Okay, do we have to do anything with that, vote on it or something, or what?
I just need to hear that you and Linda would both like to have the meeting via teleconference this morning.
Yes, that would be lovely.
I have Linda here with me.
Okay, that's nice too, but it's still a teleconference meeting.
Very good.
Okay, item three, comments from the public. Any? Nothing, Amelia?
I have no hands raised, no chats.
Okay, monthly website and social media update.
Okay, I'm getting there. Finding my mouse. I think my mouse is not working. Maybe something's going on. I hear it now. Here we go. Do it the old fashioned way.
Oh.
We'll start with the website data for the month.
The visitors looks fairly consistent or fairly normal.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, our same friends in Virginia, Massachusetts. It's kind of funny who looks at our website, isn't it? But just our total same number of visitors for the month. Our top website pages are employment opportunities. I'm glad people want to think about working here, how to pay my bills, salaries, developments, the board meetings, which was probably me. Review.
And of course, we still have our seven guys from Shanghai. That's
yeah.
Right. Same seven guys. Somebody's pinging us, I think, systematically, because the number doesn't change.
I thought it was 10 last month, but I can't remember, John. But no, yeah,
I think it was seven. I think it was seven. But either way, not that it matters. I was just, you know.
And last month we had two from China, it seemed.
Hmm.
I could bring it up on the other screen. Seven, and
yeah.
Seven in China this month.
Yeah, and doesn't it show? Well, I can't see the top column, but it shows 7777 across there. That's what I saw.
Yeah,
am I looking in the wrong place?
Which is new users hit sessions.
Oh, okay. No, so that number would be consistently the same. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Never mind.
And then, you know, our top favorite pages to look at. And our demographics on our Facebook page.
Right.
Which I'm not pleased that they changed the format of this page, but they did.
Okay.
You know, it's something interesting about this. Is this number one page? That's just going to the homepage. So that means that of the, 5,200 hits we had, 1,300 of those folks were able to find the information that they needed right on the first page. So that's telling me that the updates that I'm putting on the front page are giving folks the information that they're looking for.
So how do they measure then if they go to the homepage and then they click on one of your windows, you know, one of the things that you have featured on the front page? Does that get counted again in one of the subcategories? I guess it does.
No,
right?
No, it doesn't. Because if you look at number two all the way down, those are individual pages that they would have to click into that page.
Okay. Well, then that tells me that there's a whole lot of information that is relevant on the first page.
Yes.
Okay.
And this is also telling me that since they're having to dig down for district phone numbers, maybe I need to, but if that's only one click away to get district phone numbers.
Right, right. Okay.
Well, they've been calling.
it seems to be doing what it's supposed to do. I know one way that, you know, conceivably, if we were just looking to drive traffic to the website, I mean, the minute you put a link to something on our site inside social media, it arbitrarily increases the hits because everybody is
going to it, going to
immediately reference it. But I pointed out that, you know, I went into Nextdoor. It'll be interesting to see that. I went in and pointed out a correction in the River Valley Times article where it referenced that the application that we were processing water, sewer, and drainage, or looking at water, sewer, and drainage for A, B, C, and D, when in fact we're looking at it for A, B, C, and H in terms of Rancho North villages. And then I pointed to the map in the development section of our website. So that may be interesting next month to see if that generates anything.
Okay, interesting. And the one thing that usually generates a lot when I put it on Facebook is the Scott Road flooding,
right.
But it hadn't rained. So that'll be interesting when it starts to rain again. That'll show up in these top 10 pages.
You obviously think it's going to rain again, right?
I do. I have faith that it will rain again. I believe it.
As a side note, it's kind of interesting. My water bill this month has approximately $11 on it that I have the ability to control. In other words, because I live here, I'm paying every bit of it except the $11 variable water charge, which is good.
Yeah.
But yeah, because I don't know what everybody else is doing, but I'm not using any water. I mean, between the rain we had and the amount of dew on the ground in the morning, it really hasn't required me to water anything. So.
Okay, very good.
Okay. Moving on, you got any more on the website that you wanna point out to us?
Nope.
Discussion of an operator classification and job description. Tom, who's this?
Where are you looking at?
Wait a minute. I brought up the agenda on my iPad.
Okay.
And I'm ready to talk about that if you want, but it's not on the agenda.
No, I don't want to talk about it. I brought up the agenda on my iPad so we didn't have to keep moving back and forth on my main screen, but I brought up the personnel committee agenda.
Okay. The next item on the agenda we're going to pull, which is a review of the website ADA policy.
Okay.
After looking at that further with our attorney, Dick Shanahan, we have opted to follow his advice, which doesn't include bringing it to the board at this time.
Okay.
So we're going to pull that item.
Okay. So you want to move on to emergency communication process?
Yes, I believe. Linda, you want to talk about this?
What's that?
Who's going to talk about the emergency communication process?
Right, we're waiting on that, or we're getting that pulled.
No, we've pulled the ADA policy.
So now we're moving to six.
Yes.
Okay. This is my update on emergency communications process. I was, we were looking at this after the last gigantic storm. We don't know if we're going to have a need for this in the future, but one of the things that, when I was discussing stuff with Ron and Rod Hart and Michael, there seems to be there is a process, but it seems to be a bit confusing for a lot of people. So when I spoke to Rod and Rob and everybody, they expressed an interest in getting together, Michael and Ron Greenfield, along with Rod Hart and one of his operators, to go through what the process is and perhaps find some less complicated ways of taking care of emergency situations when our residents call in. So I'm going to ask, or I did ask Michael if he would give Rod a call and if they could get that set up after the first of the year. Michael?
Yeah, that's my understanding.
Okay. Thank you.
And I also think that Kelly Benitez was going to get involved as well, because I think a lot of stuff goes through the South Gate, from what I understand. And so I don't know exactly what that list looks like. So we definitely want to know that and initiate that discussion.
Okay. So I'm going to leave this with you and let you make that call around Hart and set up a time and all that stuff. And let us know next time.
So Rod is with the RMA?
Rod Hart is with the RMA. He heads up their whole maintenance and everything.
Okay.
Any more on that item?
I don't have anything else.
No hands, no chats.
Okay. Update on Reservoir Information and Education Committee.
That was the ad hoc committee that we started a while ago. John, you were on it, and Paul was on it. And we took a break, and then we had Paul leave. And so I was speaking with Michael about this the other day and trying to decide if we needed to... or could continue that ad hoc committee and what we wanted to do with it. And Michael brought up the topic, John, this is like where we should have started in the first place, I think, but, and that was your idea. And that was to talk about signage around the reservoirs. And I think that that's a good idea. We don't have significant signage and perhaps not even updated signage around the reservoirs. The big thing that we're going to have to do is connect with RMA and bring somebody in from RMA so that we can look at our maps and decide where we could put some of these signs and what we want them to say. So I'd like to start that again in January and put together a meeting and let's ask around RMA and see who would like to join us. I was thinking of Tom Reimers.
Is it a Tim or a Tom?
Tom. Yeah. And so I just wanted to bring that up and make sure that John, that you were still interested in doing this.
Yeah. No. I'm. You know, I started this, the kind of thing morphed out of my sign. I really wanted
some type of
you know, not something like we traditionally do that just says here's all the things you can't do. You know, and I wanted some kind of a brief explanation and maybe a little blurb on history and how it works and how the water gets from Calero down to Chesboro. And I was trying to initially do it in a location where the sign could be like as you go in the entrance to Calero, someplace where the sign could overlook both of those reservoirs.
Right.
So you could kind of be looking at them and looking at the sign at the same time. But yeah, we can do that after the first of the year. Let's.
That's great. Two other things I wanted to add to that was that I think there should be signage at each of the reservoirs. And part of what needs to be in there is what the actual watershed requirements are for reservoirs. You know, nobody goes in the water, no physical contact with the water, no dogs in the water, et cetera, et cetera. So some of that will be updates and some of it will be old news, but mostly I think there's a lot of people who really don't, you know, they don't either know or they don't, they don't care.
No, I agree. So yeah, we can look at that for scheduling it in the next
in January.
Yeah. I had a question, maybe it applies here, or maybe it's at the end. Who put fish in there, and what kind of fish did they put in there?
Yes, that was I had that question also. It was
I know that answer.
Okay.
And what reservoir are we talking about?
With Calero.
Calero, thank you.
Is that right?
No, it was Clementia.
Oh, Clementia.
Okay.
Fishing Club put it in there, and they put in bass for their podcast. That's the information I received.
Did you get that after the fact, or did they ask us before they did it?
During the process, I was told there was fish trucks up there dropping off fish.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, we basically caught them doing that.
Okay. Yeah, I don't want to get too wrapped up in this, but you know, the only thing we own is the water.
Right.
I mean, so somebody ought to tell us. I mean, you know, I'm sure nobody's going to put piranhas in there, but I'd like to know when someone dumps something in our drinking water, I'd like to know what it is.
John, you couldn't have said it any better.
I mean, I don't know, you know, it's fish, but I don't know, you know, we have rules and laws for everything. I suppose fish are fine, but
what kind
I just think it's just an extension of what is already a problem that, you know, we don't have a lot of control over our infrastructure. So
it's the second time in my observation that we found out about something after the process. And the first one was the times that they're still working on for the parks opening and closing. And I don't know whether it's a situation where they just, the RMA just doesn't get it, or whether they just don't know about it. But
was it RMA, or is it the fishing club?
Well, the fishing
club who put the fish in.
Okay.
But don't you think RMA knew about that?
I believe they did, because they coordinated with Rod.
Right. So, and I'm sure that that's what they've done in the past, but it's not right. Not to connect with us, since we are in charge of the drinking water, etc. So somehow or other, we have to get that information over to RMA that we need to be contacted when it involves the water.
I mean, I don't know a lot about fish per se, but I know that historically, like when you look now at Calero, that lake retreats significantly, and you know, it used to be a renowned bass lake because of what it was, and the fishing is not what it was when I got here, and I think that has something to do with water temperature and the fact that there's not as much water continually in the reservoir, and the water gets warmer and whatever. But you know, I would like someone at least to acknowledge that someone's done the research that, you know, with the existing conditions in the reservoirs and what we forecast their high and low points to be, you know, how many fish can those reservoirs support? You know, I don't want to have them, you know, one day in a string of 110 degree days floating to the surface in the middle of the drinking water, you know?
I think that the key point here is that we have somebody, Michael, who really should be notified when these things are going to take place, or they'd like to have them take place. And it's not to say that we wouldn't have, you know, approved it, or but we may have asked for more information. We may have said we didn't think that many fish, I think it was over 1,000. Should go into Clementia, blah, blah, blah. But the main point from my perspective is somebody needs to let us know.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, that'll be part of those meetings that we have with Rod Hart.
Right. Excellent.
And, you know, I think I'll probably also want to include the golf course, the country club, potentially.
Sounds great.
Yeah. There's other issues.
We just need to bring the attention once again to the community that This is our drinking water. It's our, I call it our everything water, because it is. And you've got to have some respect for what needs to happen there. You can't just go about doing whatever you feel like or whatever was done in the past.
Yeah, and I'm going to kind of move forward with giving them, you know, the credit that maybe they just didn't think to contact us, and that we just right. move forward in an educational and good manner.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's probably something they've always done, but things are different now.
I mean, historically, we used to actually support a fishing tournament. I mean, I don't think we have anybody left that
remembers
when we did that. And you know, there are times where we've actually stocked trout into Clementia so security could sponsor what used to be a big deal, an annual tournament, you know, in conjunction with Kiwanis and all kinds of stuff.
Right.
I mean, we're not adverse to this stuff, but you know, it's just a matter of someone telling us what they're doing. That's all.
The other part with the signage is Tom was just telling me this morning that we're really closing in on cameras. So the combination of having the camera system up and working, and also having signage, you know, letting people know what they're supposed to be doing in there and what they're not supposed to be doing in there around the reservoirs. I think between the two of them, we may have a pretty good system going forward.
All righty. Any more on that item?
No comments, no hands.
Okay. Is this you again, Amelia, number 8? Update on website and frequently asked questions?
We can talk about it. I have it kind of as a leftover from last month in the pipeline. This month, we talked about who to contact if you have any kind of an issue. And the answer is during business hours, you can call the main office here and we'll route your call. And after hours, call the Southgate, who will send you in the right direction. But even if folks call our main office number, the 3700, 24 hours a day, if we're closed, it automatically goes over to the Southgate. So who will route you in whatever direction you need to be routed in to get your help.
And the bottom line of this one is just that what we were talking about a little bit earlier, and that's Michael getting together with the rest of the people who are involved and getting that information sort of set up. There's always somebody on call, as I understand it, but what they do and what they don't do and who takes care of what is questionable at times.
All righty. Any more, Amelia, on that item? Any hands, chats, anything?
I just want to ask a question. Have we had anybody? There was another one that was on that particular fax. It was what Michael talked about in relation to that didn't go in?
No. Oh. We'll put it in next slide.
Okay. I'm sorry, refresh my memory. I can't remember exactly what it was about, but he had written in his report. Sorry, my brain's dead. Anyways.
It's escaping me too.
Oh, I'm it was sorry. About when we were going to pump and.
That did make it into the pipeline newsletter.
Okay.
About here is the article, filling the reservoirs. A brief explanation of when we can pump, which is, Mike, do you want to take that over when we can pump? Give Linda an update on how much water we got from the rain. And if we're pumping now, I don't know. But there was an article in here about when we can pump, how much we pump.
Was that just the, if the river's, you know, 70 CFS, we can turn one pump on and.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's 170, we can do more. Yeah, I haven't seen that article, but if that's what was in there, you know, that's correct.
Yeah.
And I don't know if we put in, I saw it somewhere that we, you know, that we did wait and do a little bit of testing first before we pumped.
Mm-hmm.
Just to let people know why we weren't pumping right out the get.
I think it, given the current circumstances regarding rain, there may be times, even though we've started pumping, that we won't be pumping. And I think that would be an interesting thing to keep up on.
Whether or not we're pumping?
Yeah.
I haven't looked in the last few days. Is it still above 70?
Oh, no, we haven't, it's been at least a week.
Yeah, I know, it died in a hurry. I mean, it was remarkable that it went from 15,000 down to 100 when I looked at it, and it dropped to like in 3 or 4 days. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know if a lot of that was going back into the ground before it hit the two forks of the river or what, but it sure turned itself off in a hurry.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if all the surrounding void spaces, you know, are still kind of filling up from being dry for so long.
Yeah, the other thing we could do if someone was, and when we are pumping and you walk around Calero, you can actually see it coming in.
Right.
We could do a little, you know, iPhone video and put it up and tell people that that's what it is and that's where you can find it. Mm-hmm. Either that or walk down by the river and listen to that pump. You can't miss that.
So, yeah, we could maybe even put a camera out there.
I mean, it's not a big deal, but people generally, you know, in the limited, you know, amount of information that they have, they will ask, you know, well, are we filling up the reservoirs? And it's just nice to, you know, have someplace we can point them if
right,
you know, if Amelia has something on the front page of the website, it can just, you know, yes we are, no we're not,
yeah,
you know, something.
Yeah.
Okay.
How hard would that be, Amelia, to have create a little thing that says pumping, not pumping?
Yeah, it's pizza cake.
Can we link to, is there a way to link to get the real-time CFS of the river and then have a little green, we're pumping, red, we're not pumping?
I do. I have that that's in the pipeline article. I'll put it on FAQs and I'll put this on the front page of the website as well. And in there it says the view consumedness flows at the Michigan Bar Gauging Station on the website here. And then I've got a link to that website. So I'll make sure that link is on the front page too.
And we can even just say, you know, how we're doing it. If it's over 70, we're pumping.
Yeah.
I'm not looking for anything elaborate, but, you know, people generally ask and want to know. So it would be nice to have it up there.
Okay.
People do ask and they get nervous. Are we pumping? Are they going to fill the reservoirs? You know, what's going on? There's no rain. And so I think if as much information as we can send out there, that's probably a good thing.
Yeah, I'll get it on the front page.
Anything else?
No hands, no chats.
Okay. Comments from staff or Linda, do you have anything?
No, I think I've managed to beat all of this to death.
there was something I had, and I don't remember what it is, so I'll do it next month. Anything further?
I have nothing.
All righty. Then we will adjourn the meeting. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Bye-bye.